information disclosure policy. Computer attackers deceive people into executing programs that enable the intruder to gain control of the system. When an unsuspecting user runs a program planted by an attacker, the result may give the intruder access to the victim's computer system. Other programs record the activities of the computer user and return that information to the attacker. While a social engineer can trick a person into executing computer instructions that may do damage, a technically based attack tricks the computer's operating system into executing computer instructions that may cause the same sort of damage. 4. Downloading or installing software. Policy. Company personnel must never download or install software at the request of another person unless the requester has been verified as an employee with the Information Technology Department. Explanation. Employees should be on the alert for any unusual request that involves any sort of transaction with computer-related equipment. A common tactic used by social engineers is to deceive unsuspecting victims into downloading and installing a program that helps the attacker accomplish his or her goal of compromising computer or network security. In some instances, the program may covertly spy on the user or allow the attacker to take control of the computer system through use of a covert remote control application. 5. Plain text passwords and email. Policy. Passwords shall not be sent through email unless encrypted. Explanation. While it's discouraged, this policy may be waived by e-commerce sites in certain limited circumstances, such as sending passwords to customers who have registered on the site, sending passwords to customers who have lost or forgotten their passwords. 6. Security-related software. Policy. Company personnel must never remove or disable antivirus, Trojan horse, firewall, or other security-related software without prior approval from the Information Technology Department. Explanation. Computer users sometimes disable security-related software without provocation, thinking it will increase the speed of their computer. A social engineer may attempt to deceive an employee into disabling or removing software that is needed to protect the company against security-related threats. 7. Installation of modems. Policy. No modems may be connected to any computer until prior approval has been obtained from the IT department. Explanation. It is important to recognize that modems on desktops or workstations in the workplace pose a substantial security threat, especially if connected to the corporate network. Accordingly, this policy controls modem connection procedures. Hackers use a technique called war dialing to identify any active modem lines within a range of telephone numbers. The same technique may be used to locate telephone numbers connected to modems within the enterprise. An attacker can easily compromise the corporate network if he or she identifies a computer system connected to a modem running vulnerable remote access software, which is configured with an easily guessed password or no password at all. 8. Modems and auto-answer settings. Policy. All desktops or workstations with IT-approved modems shall have the modem auto-answer feature disabled to prevent anyone from dialing into the computer system. Explanation. Whenever feasible, the Information Technology Department should deploy a dial-out modem pool for those employees who need to dial out to external computer systems via modem. 9. Cracking tools. Policy. Employees will not download or use any software tools designed to defeat software protection mechanisms. Explanation. The Internet has dozens of sites devoted to software designed to crack shareware and commercial software products. The use of these tools not only violates a software owner's copyright, but also is extremely dangerous. Because these programs originate from unknown sources, they may contain hidden malicious code that may cause damage to the user's computer or plant a Trojan horse that gives the author of the program access to the user's computer. 10. Posting company information online. Policy. Employees shall not disclose any details regarding company hardware or software in any public newsgroup, forum, or bulletin board, and shall not disclose contact information other than in accordance with policy. Explanation. Any message posted to the Usenet, online forums, bulletin boards, or mailing lists can be searched to gather intelligence on a target company or a target individual. During the research phase of a social engineering attack, the attacker may search the Internet for any posts that contain useful information about the company, its products, or its people. Some posts contain very useful tidbits of information that the attacker can use to further an attack. For example, a network administrator may post a question about configuring firewall filters on a particular brand and model of firewall. An attacker who discovers this message will learn valuable information about the type and configuration of the company's firewall that enables him to circumvent it to gain access to the enterprise network. This problem can be reduced or avoided by implementing a policy that allows employees to post to news groups from anonymous accounts that do not identify the company from which they originated. Naturally, the policy must require employees not to include any contact information that may identify the company. 11. Floppy disks and other electronic media. Policy. If media used